What's Hot, What's Not in the Markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, the need for education, Don. My phone's been ringing off the hook, and my partner and I, we've been taking time after work or before work to educate people. And pretty much what people are asking is, hey, for 2021, how do I keep upside open? So we're showing them, sell grain, buy a call option, or just go old school and buy a put and keep that floor set. I know a lot of people like to store and ignore and sell grain as they want. A lot of people, Don, sold grain off the combine and are wondering, what happened to that $4? Who got it versus selling $10 soybeans versus the current price of $14?
Of course, we're also geared up for 21 and have to start lining up those farm inputs as well.
You and I have been talking about this for months under the What's Hot. Prepaying for fertilizer, getting your costs locked in. With that move last week in corn, beans, and wheat, inputs are exploding higher, and people need to get a grip on that. These higher prices are wonderful, but you need to make sure you bought your inputs right.
What's not hot in this market?
We're hearing stories still of people losing their discipline, and that's scary, whether it be individuals or firms or people being involved. We always say on this, futures and options, they have risk. But, you know, there's a wrong side of this trade you can get on. Some people like to buy low. Those folks are having a hard time. So the people in the feed industry who are feeding cattle and maybe turkeys or chickens or hogs, they're wondering, how the heck did we just get 550 corn? Well, you know, there's two people we work with. People like to buy low, and then the farmer who likes to sell high. It's important to keep your discipline, Don.
A big political week. We've certainly seen a tense environment there.
We have to talk about it. We can't avoid it. But I'll tell you this, Don. As we reflect today on Martin Luther King Day, it just makes us realize that America's had strange and turbulent times before, and we're better off and we're moving forward. And with everything that's happened in the last few weeks, take a minute during Martin Luther King Day to reflect where we were and do your best to move forward.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.